The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Beitzah Dav Ches. The Gemara at the end of the Daf, Dav Chesam and Beis on the bottom, brings down a machloikis, Brigea being mafrish chala on Yontif. Omar Rabba, Shochat Sipa Meir of Yontif, Eimachasin Oisei B'Yontif. If a person shechts a bird on Erev Yontif, one does not do kisui on Yontif. Gilgal Isa, me Erev Yontif. If a person makes a batter of dough on Erev Yontif, mafrish chalosa, mimena chalosa be Yontif. There a person can be mafrish chala on Yontif even though he's being misakin. He's fixing. Avu ad Shmuel amar afilu gilgul isa me'er v'yomtif ein mafrish v'menu chala b'yomtif. And the Gemara goes on to explain that this machlokes is of Rabba and Avu ad Shmuel, that Avu ad Shmuel is machmir and says that one may not be mafrish chala on yomtif is not necessarily in all cases. The Gemara says lema plead of the Shmuel ad Avu ad Shmuel that there's a machlokes because Shmuel says Chalas chutzla oretz oichel v'hoylich v'acha kach mafrish. That by chalas chutzla oretz, a person is allowed to eat. If a person did not separate chala before yomtiv, he's allowed to eat first and then do the hafrosha and take care of the chala after yomtiv. He leaves over and doesn't eat a portion of it, and that represents the chala. But there's a difference between chalas eretz yisrael and chalas chutzla oretz. So the Gemara is asking that if a person can indeed eat without being mafrish chala, what would be the problem of being mafrish chala on Yom Tov? You're not being misakin anything because the chala is edible, is halachically permissible to be eaten even if chala was not taken yet by chala schutz lords. Amar Rava, Milay Moed Shmuel Shem Kar L'Shem Shasur L'Zorim, that indeed there is some type of tikkun that's taking place. So what comes out of the Gemara is that there's a machloikis of a person may or may not be mafrish chala on yomtif. Now the Rishonim explain this machloikis in a few different ways. Rashi explains that Rabba says it's mutter to be mafrish chala is because there's no gezeira of chala on yomtif, says Rashi, because since you're allowed to in many cases the mafrish chala on yontif itself. So, therefore, with the gzeira of tikkun of making something permissible on yontif does not apply to chala, since chala it's only an isser derabbanan, it's a gzeira derabbanan, and we're not gezer with reference to chala because chala in many instances is mutter, as we will see in the hemshich of the shir. And according to Avu and Shmuel, he says no. Chal is also one of those isurim derabbanan, gzeiros derabbanan, that a person may not be misakin mana on yomtiv. So that's the machlokes. The machlokes is in reference to chal across the board, according to Rashi. Tosfos explains that no, it's only the whole machlokes, Rabba and Avu de Shmuel, is only in a case. The only heter that Rabba sees by chal is only when the lisha was finished on Yom Tov. That means that even though he had the ability to do it before Yom Tov by the haschol asalisha, but if he wanted to wait till after the gemar alisha and be mafresh the chala when it was finished, when the entire lisha process was finished, he's allowed to do that. And bezeh loy gazru chachomim, in that instance where even though he could have been mafresh it earlier, he waited to do it at the end, there's no problem according to Rabba. And on that, Avu de Shmuel argues and says, no, it is usur, according to that, according to Tosfos. And there's yet another sheet, a third sheet in the Rishonim, that the machloikis, Rabba and Avu de Shmuel, is talking about only chalas chutz la'aretz. But in Chalas Eretz Yisrael, there's a tikkun, because he cannot eat it. There, everybody holds that that a person is not allowed to be mafresh the challah. Only in Chalas Chutz La'aretz, we'd like the Gemara mentions, where you're not really being mistaken anything, because technically the person can eat it before the hafrasha. And there's a machloikis, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, and Rabba says the chiddush that you're allowed to be mafresh challah. But in any other case, in Chalas Eretz Yisrael, a person is not allowed to be mafresh challah on Yom Tov. Now, according to Indian halacha, there actually is a machlokes in the Rishonim if the halacha is like Rabba that says that it's permissible, or like Avuah de Shmuel. The Rif cites and paskins like Avuah de Shmuel that it's usur to be mafresh challah on Yom Tov if it's already in this galgal, it's already had the ability to be mafresh before Yom Tov. And so says the Ramban. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Baal HaTrumas side with Avuah de Shmuel. They actually have a different gears in the Gemara, that instead of Rabba, which the halacha would be like, they are Gairis Rava or Rav, and therefore they paskin like Avuah de Shmuel, that they paskin that like Rabba, that it would be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Vav tells us that if something if there's an isa that's nevusha by Yom Tov, bear of Yom Tov, also the hafresh mimena chala by Yom Tov, a person is not allowed to be mafresh chala on Yom Tov. And if it's a chala schutz lord, says the Ramah, ela oichel mishayik tzas, he can eat, start eating the chala, and he should leave over for chala on Yom Tov. That's permissible by chala schutz lord. And so says the Mishnah Berurah, that if you have challah that the gedlisha was nigmar on Yom Tov, and it's challah chutz la'aretz, then a person would be allowed to be mafresh on Yom Tov, because since he has the eitzah to start eating and be mafresh later, the tikkun mana aspect does not apply so much. Now, this case usually is not really so relevant. Many people, we're not usually baking challah on Yom Tov. Many people do, but it does take a heightened level of significance where, in the eventuality where we're dealing with matzah on Pesach, it is brought down that even though l'chatchila a person should be mafresh challah in a state when it's an isa, however, by matzah, the place can bring down that since there's a bilbul and there's a rush to get the matzah done within the amount of time that's allotted, a person should not be mafresh the challah in the dough state. Rather, they should bake the matzah and then put all the matzah into a large basket and be mafresh challah in the state of when it's already baked. And many times, these people bake matzah erev Yom Tov, or people might forget to be mafresh challah, and therefore a person could come to the situation where they have matzah that they're ready to eat on erev Pesach, and they had forgotten to be mafresh challah before Pesach. And the question is, what can be done in such a situation? So the halacha is that if it's matzah of chutz la'aretz, if it's matzah that's baked out of Eretz Yisrael, so then, as we said, it's not an issue, because a person could just eat the matzah and leave over matzah and be mafresh the challah after Yom Tov, and they're not in a bind because they have matzah in front of them. But when we deal with matzah of Eretz Yisrael, a person's in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, or they're living in Eretz Yisrael, and they come to the Seder table and they had forgotten to be mafresh challah, and a person is not allowed to eat challah, to eat the matzah before hafrasha in Eretz Yisrael. There, the question is, what does a person do? So the Prima Godim in Siman Tov Kuf Vav Ois Ches, he entertains a tzad that since the mitzvah of matzah, where in a case where a person doesn't have any matzah and he doesn't have any neighbors to borrow matzah from, and at the prices of matzah, that could be very shkiach, especially in Eretz Yisrael, it might be difficult to get matzah from neighbors. Now, a person finds himself, he just bought many pounds of matzah, paid an exorbitant amount of money for the matzah, and he comes to the Seder table, and his matzah might be rendered useless. He's not allowed to eat the matzah until he's mafresh challah. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't be mafresh challah. And you can't eat it before being mafresh challah. It says the Bima Gadim, in such a case, it's possible that a person could be yoitza, could be mafresh challah, because since the Isser of being mafresh challah is only with Rabbanah, and because of tikkun monet, and the mitzvah that he's facing is a mitzvah d'oraisa, if this is the only way, the only matzah that a person has, he might be allowed to actually be mafresh the challah on Yom Tif and eat the challah and eat the matzah and be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. Now the Prima Gadim himself is nisha b'tzarach chiyum. He says it's not so pashut, because even though it's taka mitzvah d'oraisa, but still you're not going to be over be a dayim and nisha d'rabbanon just to be mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa. Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings down this Prima Gadim, and he says halacha l'maisa, that if a person finds himself in such a bind, he should be mafresh b'machshava. Since the Prima Gadim is nisha b'tzarach chiyum and machshava would work, so a person should not do b'yadayim or b'amira, but rather he should be mafresh the challah b'machshava. He should say that this specific matzah in his mind, he should mentally think that and designate this specific matzah, that this matzah should be the challah for all the matzahs, and that would be sufficient in Eretz Yisrael. A person would be allowed to eat the matzah, but he should not do it verbally in reference to the Prima Gadim Sarachiyun. The Prima Gadim has a suffix, he questions the fact if it's mutter or asr, and therefore says Rav Shlomo Zalman that should be the preferred practice when a person finds themselves in such a situation.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.